The line, 8.3 pH, veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three, the last half hour of today's show here on this Wednesday, November 13th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to turn to Washington, D.C. for a second, because this is important and shows exactly what hypocrites the U.S. Senate Democrats are, with Chuckie Schumer as the majority leader, while the Democrats had control, especially with Kamala Harris as the vice president, breaking the ties in the U.S. Senate. They wanted to get rid of the filibuster. Why? Because now it is no longer like it was in the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, where the actor Jimmy Stewart played the U.S. Senator Mr. Smith and literally got up and started reading from the Bible, the phone book, whatever he could find. Rand Paul has done it. Ted Cruz has done it. It's not done that way anymore. If a U.S. senator says he objects to a bill, he just says, I stand to exercise the filibuster on this bill. That's it. Instead of wasting everybody's time sitting in chamber for days and hours listening to somebody read the Bible or the phone book or whatever they choose to talk about, the filibuster is enforced. It's over and done with. The Democrats, while in control, while they've had the power, wanted the filibuster eliminated. Well, today, on the U.S. Senate floor, Chuck Schumer gave a speech. Listen to what Chuck Schumer now wants to remind the Republicans, because they won the majority. 53 U.S. senators. Even with McCormick's race being close to a recount in Pennsylvania, they still end up with 52, subject to the recount there in Pennsylvania. But listen to what Chuckie Schumer wants to say to the Republicans today on the House of the U.S. Senate.
Now, let me turn my colleagues on.
Well, for some reason, that did not connect. Let me connect into my boombox. I wanted to do this. Oh, that's why, because it's on the wrong phone. Ha ha ha. Come on, Randy. I can't switch it over to that boombox. Okay, so let me do this. Let me go down here and hit share. I can do this. Copy the link. Paste it into a text message to my other phone, which is what I use. Kim, I will talk about your text message you just sent me as well. But let me get this done real quick. Okay, there we go. click, boom, bam, post. Send it to this phone here. I apologize, folks. I had it queued up on the phone that Kim had texted me. Not the right phone for playing back these type of videos. I'll paste that into that. Hit that. It's sent. Now let's pull it up on the other phone. Apologize. Technical difficulty, folks. This is what happens when you produce your show yourself. Okay, let's see. We get that there. Text message. Yeah, here it goes. Okay, let's see if this plays now properly.
Side of the aisle.
Yeah, where we go.
Another closely.
Okay, I'm going to back it up. And he claims in this speech to the U.S. senators, in another closely contested race, a closely called election. What the heck is he talking about? Donald Trump won the national popular vote. The only race he's referring to possibly would be the U.S. Senate for Pennsylvania, but they still end up with 52 Republicans regardless of what happens there. Listen to what he says. And this is the arrogance of Chuckie Schumer.
Let me turn to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle. Another closely contested election now comes to an end. To my Republican colleagues, I offer a word of caution in good faith. Take care not to misread the will of the people, and do not abandon the need for bipartisanship. After winning an election, the temptation may be to go to the extreme. We've seen that happen over the decades, and it's consistently backfired on the party in power. So instead of going to the extremes, I remind my colleagues that this body is most effective when it's bipartisan. If we want in the next 4 years the Senate to be as productive as the last four, the only way that will happen is through bipartisan cooperation. Democrats will be ready to do what we have consistently done. Work with both sides when the opportunity arises. Democrats will never abandon our values, but neither will we reject an opportunity to move the ball forward to make people's lives better when we can. The question is now whether or not Republicans are willing to do the same. To my colleagues on the other side, once again, do not abandon bipartisanship. It's the best and most effective way to get things done. It was true in the last 4 years and will be true in the years to come.
Now you have to understand that this guy was saying exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. When they took the majority, they were trying to eliminate the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. The only problem, every time they brought it up, a Republican like Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Lee of Utah, they would stand, get recognized by the president of the chamber, whoever had the gavel in their hand, acting as the chair of the U.S. Senate. Once they got recognized and had the floor, they said, I exercise my right to filibuster this bill, thereby enacting a filibuster. Enacting a filibuster against a bill that would end the filibuster. So they were never able to get it done. Now, all of a sudden, because the Republicans have a majority, for sure, 52, possibly 53, depending on the recount, if it occurs in Pennsylvania for Dave McCormick versus Bob Casey, the Republicans will still have a majority. So now Schumer is begging, pleading with the Republicans not to eliminate the filibuster. Because, as he warns, there'll be future elections. The power could swing back to the Democrats. If you guys, this legislative session, get rid of the filibuster, as a U.S. Senate rule, not a law, it's a rule of operation for that body. The U.S. Senate operates under a set of rules, one of them being the filibuster. They just got rid of you having to stand up and talk for hours and hours and hours to delay the vote on a bill where most people say, that's it. If he's going to continue to do this, take it off the agenda. Now all you got to do is stand up and say, I exercise my right to filibuster this bill. Well, now Schumer wants the Republicans to play nice. And they probably will. Because it's only the Democrats, when they have power, do they try to ram things through and eliminate the filibuster. Why? Because that's what they do. That's how they govern. So you have to understand, folks, now he wants the Republicans to play nice. Don't do what we did. Don't try to eliminate the filibuster. Simply because you have the majority. I don't know what the Republicans are going to do. I don't know whether or not the new Senate Majority Leader, because McConnell is, thank God, retiring, stepping down, not running or putting his name in the hat to be the next Senate Majority Leader starting in January. But it's very interesting. Very, very interesting. No, John Palmer, not away. He says Ted Cruz for Senate Majority Leader. He's not running. The race is between Rick Scott, who, by the way, Ted Cruz just announced he's voting for Rick Scott. He made his vote known publicly against Thune in Cornyn, Thune of South Dakota, Cornyn of Texas. One of the things that Kim sent to me was a screenshot of one of the very active participants on Twitter, X account. Pennsylvania, there's still 8 million ballots left to count. Latest numbers in Pennsylvania. Let's get to that real quick. McCormick is up over Bob Casey by what it looks appears to be 30,000. 48.9 to 48.5. He has a 0.4 tenths of 1%. That triggers an automatic recount. Political. Republican senators are getting pissed off at the effort to promote Rick Scott. Senators do not take kindly to having an army of social media trolls attacking them on social media. So the rhinos think that we're basically trolls. That comes from Pro America Politics, his exact quote. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high.
Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Point of clarification, I may have misspoke. Not 8 million votes, obviously, in Pennsylvania left to count. 8 million nationwide. However, because of math and the law of probability, polling, tracking, exit polling, also looking at the trending under the law of probability is how they're able to call these states. Now, while supposedly 8 million ballots nationwide are left to be counted, it's not going to be enough to overcome the 312 to 226 Electoral College votes already projected calling Donald Trump the 47th president. 538 Electoral College votes. Trump's at 312. He did better this election than he did in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. 2016, there was 306 votes for Trump. Hillary Clinton got 232. The map came true that I shared with you guys a few weeks before the election, 312 to 226. 8 million votes is not going to change the results, especially when there's 8 million ballots nationwide spread out over several states. Could it flip a couple of states? Possibly. But when you're at 270 as the threshold and Donald Trump's at 312, it's 42 Electoral College votes. It's simply not going to happen. If he ends up winning at 306 like he did in 2016, he's still the president. If he ends up winning 270, he's still the president. It doesn't matter. The game is over. Let them play their shenanigans. Where they're going to play the shenanigans is going to be in Pennsylvania regarding the U.S. Senate race. Why? Because it's coming down to whether or not Bob Casey retains his seat that his family has been involved in politics for decades. The Casey name is very, very strong. There's only one problem. Dave McCormick is a multimillionaire. He self-funded the majority of his campaign. He did take donations as well, but he also got the endorsement of Donald Trump. Oil, fracking, drill baby drill is a huge issue in Pennsylvania. Casey is against drilling, against fracking. He's against all of it. He's completely bought into the Green New Deal. McCormick, drill baby drill. Honestly, I think if they end up doing a recount, I think McCormick will win by a bigger margin than what they're showing. I want to see the ballots. Let's do a recount. Let's do a hand recount of the entire state of Pennsylvania. We got time. These people are not being sworn in until January. This is barely the middle of November. Do a hand recount. An actual tally of the votes. With Donald Trump's coattails this election cycle, for anybody with an R behind their name, was huge. Perfect timing to run as a Republican. Kind of interesting how all of a sudden now they want bipartisanship. Come on, you Republicans, play nice. Please, pretty please, 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 please. Well, I don't know what the result's going to be of the Senate Majority Leader vote. But I can tell you one thing. Donald Trump is appointing some unbelievable people to his cabinet. Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, has been named the ambassador to Israel. Mike has been to Israel over 100 times. His daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the current governor of Arkansas, went there with Mike when she was a little girl. That's how long he's been going to Israel. I think he said since 1973. Great pick. Newly created Department of Government Efficiency. Who did he appoint? Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. They're going to do their efficiency studies of bureaucratic agencies, make recommendations to the president, the U.S. Senate, and the Republican Congress, eliminate these jobs, eliminate these departments. They have pledged that their work will be done on the 4th of July, 2026. And then they will terminate supposedly that department once they clean house and move a lot of these bureaucratic agencies out of Washington, D.C. and move them back to the states. Spread the power out around the country. Don't keep it concentrated in Washington, D.C. Great number of appointments. Go, Donald, go. That's it for today's show. Now we head back to the music caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.